Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 11 and 3 quarter cents, 556 and a half, September wheat down 12 and a half cents at 745, and November beans down 18 cents at 1406 and a half. We started off the evening on the firm side, tried to rally. The wheat was about 20 cents higher on the overnight markets at one point after being limit up yesterday. But around 11, 12 o'clock, we started to break as there were no new Russian attacks on Ukraine. So that kind of calmed the market down a little bit, and down we went. It dragged the corn and beans down with it. We still have the hot and dry weather to contend with out here. You know, places like Clay Center, Kansas, look like they're going to be 100 to 104 degrees for the next several days. They get a couple of cooler days into the 90s and right back up into the hundreds with virtually no rain. Lexington, Nebraska, no rain. Temperature's not quite as hot as Kansas, but 100 to 102 in that range. So I still think we're doing a lot of damage out here, particularly south of I-80. There's talk about some more rain coming in, but I just don't see it for the time being. We're seeing that ships are lining up in the Romanian ports. They were waiting word from their owners whether or not to try to go in or not to load grain. I doubt they will because it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get any insurance for being in the area with the war footing ahead there. So I don't see that any grain's really going to be moving out here out of the Black Sea. The crop progress last night, a little bit on the friendly side. They were looking for higher numbers. Corn was unchanged at 57% good to excellent. The beans were actually down 1 percentage point to 54 good to excellent. Spring wheat down 2 at 49 versus 51 a week ago. And winter wheat harvest is 68% complete versus 72 on average. So I thought those numbers were just a touch friendly. And, with this heat, I'm not sure why we sold off as much as we did last night. I think it's a little bit of a case of turnaround Tuesday out here because I don't really see that anything's really changed. There's no grain moving out of Ukraine. We've got the heat to contend with and the dry weather. So, again, I just don't see anything that's really changed out here. I would expect that we're going to see declines in the crop ratings again next week. So, we'll see if the funds want to come in and cover some short corn and short wheat and try to defend the beans out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.